I saw the pilot of Matador, and I and it seems
it's so nice to hear it pronounced correctly.
Okay.
It's so nice to hear that pronounced correctly. I'm getting a little bit tired of Matador. I want to say it's Matador.
Matador. Yes.
Matador.
Well, we got so many Aussies on the show. We call it Matador.
Actually, I was going to mess with you guys and say, hey, guess what? I'm doing this all in Spanish. But, no, so you're, well, it seems like everybody's character, what I've seen already, have little secrets of their own. And yours definitely seems to. And so what do you tell us about your character in particular? What do you... Got loud in here.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an interesting... you're absolutely right. I mean, there's an interesting thing about, you know, characters that have secrets, because we all have secrets in real life. You know, we all have... there are parts of our lives that maybe we might or might not want the rest of the world to know about, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. Hey, Ron. But I think the truth is also that Galan's secret is all consuming, and we discover as the first season progresses, we discover precisely what those secrets are, and there's more than one of them. But there's one very, very crucial one which gets revealed towards the end of the season. But along the way, the writers have created a character who has so many different sort of levels in terms of his complexity and his contradiction that hopefully the audience will find it a fascinating experience to follow him. Mm-hmm. That he won't be necessarily predictably evil or predictably a bad guy. There's other folds in the character. And like all good writing, what happens is that characters contradict themselves in the same way that we all contradict ourselves in real life. You know, we used to do an exercise at drama school where you would, as you were kind of studying your character, you would make two lists. You'd make a list of all the things that the character says about himself, and you'd write a list of all the things that other characters say about the character. And whenever there's good writing, those lists always contradict themselves.
Yes.
It's a sign of good writing, because what happens is it's that area where those contradictions happen. That's where all the gold is in terms of how you play a role, in terms of what you mine as an actor. It's in that area where they sort of do this. That's where all the interesting stuff is.
And that's what makes it seem more realistic.
Yeah, more realistic and more applicable and more relatable to. You know, I mean, I've always said my ambition has always been as an actor is to know that, or to hopefully know that when a character is being, when I'm playing a character, that somebody in the audience is going to go, you see, that's what you do. or they're going to say, oh shit, I've done that. Because otherwise you're existing in a kind of, you're existing in a vacuum. You know, and the writing on our show has been such that all those contradictions happen. You know, Galan is capable of terrible things, but he's also at the mercy of his daughter.
Yeah, and I was going to bring up, you were also this father figure.
There's a perfect example there. He finds in Tony, at some level that he may not even feel comfortable with, he finds in Tony the chance to be a father again, even though he doesn't quite trust why that is the case. He can't bring himself to, you know, destroy this danger. There's all kinds of complexities like that, and that's where all the interesting stuff is. The idea of he says at one point, you know, this is a rich man, this is a man with huge wealth, huge access to all kinds of worldwide influence and power. And one of the most touching moments for him is to go to a quinceañera downtown somewhere in a modest home, where he finds something, or he finds enough to bring the subject up again when he's trying to get out of trouble. When he's trying to get in another episode, he's trying to get out of trouble, and that's the one thing that he brings back, is that that's what's making this so hard, is because something happened there. He saw, it's brilliant, it's so complicated, and it looks like it's contradictory, but that's the whole point.